Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Good Monday morning, April Fool's Day. Hope nobody has pranked you too bad this morning. Actually, and honestly, I really don't care. But that being said, I hope you had a great Easter weekend and enjoyed time with family and friends. So, see, I do care. Monty James traveling with Parker James, and we drove all night from South Dakota to Oklahoma to get here. We're hunkered in at the Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City for their big Monday sale. Over 3,000 head of feeders coming off Easter Sunday. Now, this is not a sale that you can watch or buy on CattleUSA.com yet, but tune in this morning, and Parker will be broadcasting the trends for the week at Hot Barn Report on Facebook and TikTok. Now, don't get me wrong, and no fooling, we want you to be tuned into this station, but to see how the week will be starting for feeder cattle, make sure and sneak a peek, okay? Wow, it's Monday at 7 bells, and I'm already losing my voice. Occupational hazard.
Cowboy up.
This historic barn is considered the nation's biggest in terms of sheer numbers, with Ogallala, Nebraska, Torrington, Wyoming, and Stockman's Livestock right there as well. They started this outfit back in 1910 in the famous Stockyard City district of OKC, and feature world-class steakhouses, watering holes, art galleries, western stores, Christmas parades, and so much more. But right now, this famous sale barn is in a tussle with the city over historic land the city wants to annex for a jail of all things. We're pulling for the stockyards on this one. Jails can be built anywhere, right? This year, land is a little slice of history, and we would like to thank the new president of the National Stockyards, Jerry Reynolds, for inviting America's Hot Barn Report and yours truly down to warmer climes, and the nation's largest sale barn featuring 8 commission firms on site. Like I said, we left Family Easter at the ranch in northern Nebraska and drove all night to get here, so let it be known that this reporter is dog tired, but I'll survive. Maybe. Well, sir or madam, the CME was closed on Friday. We did, however, have some big numbers coming in from late week sales. Moe Ridge Livestock had a string of 50 head of steers out of Flasher, North Dakota, weighing 580. They hit 345. Yowza. 550-pound heifers hit 30350. Ogallala Livestock featured 600-pound steers as high as 324. Justin Tupper at St. Ange in Pajasapa had weigh-up bulls averaging over a ton, hit 147. Do the math on that as you enjoy your hot dog. Incredible. Monty James with a no-fooling edition of America's Hot Barn Report in Oklahoma City.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.